Influenza, Oscars, and Charles. It's a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Welcome back, Jennifer. You sound like you're back among the living again.
I am, yes. I've revived myself.
Plenty of vitamin C.
Lots of vitamin C. Lots of chicken soup. Yes. Yeah.
Rest, hot showers.
I pulled out all the stops.
Good.
When you have the flu, you got an uphill battle to face. So
yeah, it's rough. We've been in like a little petri dish of a newsroom here, and everybody's been getting sick, and then you kind of took the bullet for a bunch of us in getting the big one.
Right.
Well, really glad you're back, and I'm glad to get back in the swing of things of The Morning Feed.
Definitely.
Well, cool. It was the Oscars last night. I know you're still resting a little bit, probably going to bed early these days, but did you stay up and watch the Oscars at all?
I watched a little bit of it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. The 90th Academy Awards, Jimmy Kimmel was the host, and, well, you know what? He jumped right in talking about diversity.
I remember a time when the major studios didn't believe a woman or a minority could open a superhero movie. And the reason I remember that time is because it was March of last year.
How true, you know?
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like we've come so far. It's like, well, you know, it was a year ago.
In 2018.
Yeah. And, of course, you remember last year's big snafu with the Best Picture.
The wrong one.
He did not hold back on talking about that one either.
This year, when you hear your name called, don't get up right away. Just give us a minute. We don't want another thing.
Yeah. Sure, a lot of people probably thought that too, you know.
Right.
Are they sure I won?
I'm going to wait a second.
Right.
Of course, he did not lay off of the recent sexual misconduct scandals in the industry.
Just look at him. Keeps his hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word. And most importantly, no penis at all.
I should have clarified.
He is literally a statue of limitation.
I should have clarified that before I went in. He was talking about the Oscars statue.
Okay.
And how it was, and how it had always kind of defined a non, you know, to make like that it could never be responsible for any type of sexual misconduct. Of course not. So we had some big winners last night. Really, no surprises. I don't think. I think going in, everybody.
What you saw is what you got.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the movies were good, but again, another like you know, kind of a ho hum selection out there, and I just don't think that there were any real surprises when it came to who won the big prizes. Of course, we'll start with Best Actor. Gary Oldman took that for his role as Sir Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour.
I would just like to salute Sir Winston Churchill, who has been marvelous company on what can be described as an incredible journey.
Did you see that movie at all?
I didn't, no.
He was very good in it, and it was a good movie. It was a little one of those very inside baseball talking about the World War II.
Uh-huh.
But also a great companion piece to another big winner last night, Dunkirk. You know, both of those, if you watch them in tandem, you can really get a full picture on what was going on there at that point in World War II.
Mm.
Other winners of note. I'm sorry. Let's not forget about Frances McDormand. She took home the Best Actress award for it, 3 billboards in Ebbing, Missouri.
And now I want to get some perspective. If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight. The actors, Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on. The filmmakers, the producers.
Yeah, that was a cool gesture.
It was really cool. I loved all of the, so many people saying stuff to Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she really
was
the
like,
star of the night.
Yeah, it was almost like a little bit of a roast. Did you see when Jodie Foster and Jennifer Lawrence came out?
No.
When Jodie Foster was on crutches, and and Jennifer Lawrence says to her, "So what happened?" And Jodie Foster goes, "Streep." It was pretty. And then she goes, "She I-Tanya'd me."
Oh no!
But
that
it was
funny.
It was really funny, and. Even, you know, Kimmel called her out a couple times, and
somebody said, I hope you're my mom. you'll be my mom someday. I forget which actress.
Yeah.
Or I want you to be my mom. I don't know.
There were some funny parts when they came back from a commercial. Jimmy Kimmel was out in the crowd, and he says hello to he said hello to somebody and talking to her, and then right behind her is Steven Spielberg, and he walks up to him and he's like, "And you are?" And he's like, "I'm Kate Capshaw's husband."
So he asked him if he had any pot or something.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, sorry, we're on.
Yeah. And then there was another fun part where Kimmel was on stage and he said that, you know, it was time to give thanks to all the people who go to the movies. And apparently across the street, they had like this impromptu screening of A Wrinkle in Time. So they had this full theater of people. And then they got, oh, my God, a whole bunch of, you know, like your Armie Hammer and Mark Hamill and Gal Gadot. And they all they grabbed baskets of snacks and went over to this theater.
Yeah.
And interrupted the movie and then showed the Oscars crowd on the screen. And then it was
really neat.
It was good. I thought that was a lot of fun, and they did a pretty good job with it.
And then they had someone from the crowd introduce the next presenter.
He couldn't say Tiffany Haddish's name very well.
That was cool, though.
It was really good. Yeah, being on the spot like that, I think he did a pretty good job.
Oh, he definitely did. Yeah.
Yeah. A few other winners of note. Best Picture was The Shape of Water. Director Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. Supporting actor was Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards, and he was a great speech that he gave. I thought it was very energetic, a lot of fun. Supporting actress Allison Janney for I, Tonya. She also had a pretty good speech, dedicated it to her brother who had passed away. Something weird, animated short was this short film called Dear Basketball. Kobe Bryant.
I left the room for a minute and came back in and thought, what did I miss? That's Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Up on stage?
Yeah, a real face for the Me Too movement there.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. And let's go back to the speech by Frances McDormand. She said two words at the end of it that have been trending big time on Twitter. And, well, here they are.
I have two words to leave with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Inclusion rider.
Interesting. Did you know what an inclusion rider is?
No.
Do you know what an inclusion rider is?
No.
I did not either. I had to look it up. In short, it is when a Hollywood A-lister adds a clause to their contract that will force a production company to provide gender and racial diversity in movies.
Okay.
So, kind of interesting. And
yeah.
That's how she wrapped it up. By the way, thanks a lot to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and, of course, ABC TV for all that great sound. We, of course, do appreciate it. So, yeah, so that was the Oscars. Boom, they're in the book. We're done with the award season, finally. And now we can move on to seeing a bunch of movies that won't be nominated. All right. Well, over the weekend, Jennifer, we did lose someone from the acting community, the performing community, let's say. Adios to actor David Ogden Stiers, who was, of course, Major Charles Emerson Winchester III on the TV show MASH. He came in, he replaced Larry Linville, who was Major Frank Burns, who was such a good character already. And when they brought in Charles, he was such the opposite. He was a qualified surgeon. He was kind of a match intellectually and wits with your Hawkeyes and BJs, and just a great character, you know, from a highfalutin guy from Boston, and couldn't have been played any better than by David Ogden Stiers, who came in and really made the part his own in a cast that was already super well established on like the number one TV show on the air.
Yeah, it's not easy to do.
For sure. And he did it with lines like this.
Know this. You can cut me off from the civilized world. You can incarcerate me with two moronic cellmates. You can torture me with your thrice daily swill, but you cannot break the spirit of a Winchester.
Mm. I wanted to be a Winchester.
Feel it.
yeah. But seriously, hundreds of TV, movie, and voice appearances. Outside of MASH, I remember him best as the dad from the movie Better Off Dead. Remember that movie with John Cusack?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
And he and the mom dressed up in the deer outfit.
Yeah.
serving the dinner French fries, French bread, French dressing. And he was also the mayor in the movie Doc Hollywood.
That was another great movie.
I think it's one of the most underrated movies. Yeah, I just love it. It's really well done. But others and the whole generation of kids will remember him best as the voice in the Disney animated classic Beauty and the Beast. He was Cogsworth the Clock.
I'll unwind, what a change.
Really? That'd be strange.
Can I help it if I'm tense? In a shack by the sea, I'll sit back sipping tea.
There was like nothing he couldn't do. The other voice in there was, of course, the great Jerry Orbach. He played Lumiere. David Ogden stars was 75. He died of bladder cancer, and he made for some great TV viewing, and he will be missed. All right, Jennifer, you know we love our hashtags, and we've got a good one for today. A perfect way to start a Monday, and just to let everybody know, this is nothing that you or I would ever pull.
No, of course not.
But the hashtag today is lose your job in 5 words, and start us out. This is a great one. You should be fired immediately if you do this.
Yes, and I used to work with someone who would do this every day.
Really?
Yes. Wow, every day.
I've had a couple jobs where it's actually, there's a sign up there that says, no doing this.
It needs to be stated because some people don't know. Now that you're on your edge of your seat,
What could it be?
At Dan081275, hashtag lose your job in 5 words. Cook fish in the microwave.
Right, stop it. Don't do it.
Oh, it's the worst.
Don't do it, man.
Nobody wants to smell your...
Yeah, your 3-day-old fish that you got at some restaurant. Yeah. And same with popcorn. Popcorn, fish, don't do it.
Yes, but especially fish.
At Kesha Tedder says, lose your job in 5 words. Keep stealing all the staplers. And I put that in there just to say, I don't know. Do
people even use staplers anymore?
I don't think I've used really paper at my job in some time, you know. But it's a kind of a good nod to that movie Office Space.
Yes, totally. At Music My Soul 87, lose your job in 5 words. I took the cash register.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. At Kears Neal says, hashtag lose your job in 5 words. Park in the boss's space.
At William Jacobson, I'm just a little drunk.
That's a good one. Maybe back
unless
in the day.
Unless you work for Mad Men, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, there might have been some mornings that might have.
Yeah.
At Dreamweasel says, fall asleep during meetings. Yes.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, I've been there.
At Ataz_Baker, tell customers what you think.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to keep a lot of that stuff to yourself, right?
Service with a smile.
Let's close with IBT Banksy says, called in sick and got caught.
Don't be seen out in public later.
Totally, right? You know, I'll be the Ferris Bueller on the TV set, right. You know? Hey, a couple
9 times.
Right. A couple of national days of note. It's National Absinthe Day. Have you ever had absinthe?
I have had absinthe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it was the real
absinthe.
Deal, though.
Right? Isn't it supposed to have like some sort of hallucinogenic properties?
Yeah.
I just remember I was in the Czech Republic, and everywhere you went there were these absinthe bars. Yeah. And
yeah.
But I've tried it, but I've never had the hallucinogenic outcome that some people have talked about.
Isn't that what was it Van Gogh supposedly?
Oh, was it
drink it when he cut off his ear? Or?
I did not know that, but yeah, probably kind of makes sense. The whole cutting off the ear thing makes a little more sense now. It's National Multiple Personality Day.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know how you celebrate that.
Right.
But the most important one is it's National Cheese Doodle Day. So go get yourself some cheese doodles and yellow up those fingertips. And
health food.
Yeah, health food. Just make a mess everywhere. Like everything you touch is going to have a coating of that powder on it. And talk about, you know what else has a coating of that powder on it?
The morning feed.
Morning feed. And
we leave a trace everywhere we go.
We do. Kind of like a film.
Can't get rid of us. Yeah.
And, that is kind of the deal. We are back, and we hope to make this a more regular thing as we deal with health issues and that type of stuff. But yeah, we are back, and we are very happy to be back. And thanks a lot for listening, as always. This has been a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.